Watershed Restoration and Protection Strategies, or RAPS, is the local response to a pilot project to put together a comprehensive watershed plan for the North Shore. To this end, Cook County Soil and Water has assembled an advisory committee to research and report on various features of our watershed area. Peter Smerud is Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center Executive Director, and he was involved directly with the planning and installation of their barrier-free culvert. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, first of all, what is a barrier-free culvert?
Well, it's a culvert that allows a stream to function very naturally, or as natural as possible, so that everything from insects to rainbow trout can move up and down that stream without a hazard or a barrier that eliminates their travel.
Well, so how does it work? There's no bottom to this, or what?
No, well, there is a bottom, but you and I would never look at it and know that the bottom is there. The bottom's buried about 2 feet below the surface, and we've all seen steel culverts and things like that under roadways, walkways, etc., and that's exactly what we had, like many folks had. And we took a steel culvert out, or actually two really large steel culverts, and put in a concrete box culvert and buried the bottom 2 feet below the stream, and then filled in that above that bottom, so it looks like just a rocky dirt bottom streamed right now.
Oh, so you wouldn't know it's there.
Exactly. Most, like the kids at Wolf Ridge, would look at it and describe it as a bridge.
Ah, well, talk about the kids at Wolf Ridge. You did this for reasons other than just to keep the fish happy.
Exactly. It happens to be in our stream ecology class site area, and it's where the kids come, hundreds and hundreds of them every year, to learn about the streams, to take measurements on pH and dissolved oxygen, to look at measure velocity and flow of the stream, understand about how erosion affects the habitat, and then as well to look for insects and fish and clams and all sorts of stuff. And it was really the DNR fisheries biologists who have come in and worked with some of our students on and off over the years who alerted this issue to us probably 5 years ago when they first said, you know, this is really, really quite poor fish habitat. Or as a fish habitat issue of this barrier that is eliminating hundreds of acres of water habitat from migrating species that need to move up and down the stream.
Well, you mentioned trout. What tends to be in the stream?
For us, it's brook trout is the most significant trout population. But the stream we did this on is on Sawmill Creek, which is just upstream from the Baptism. And the Baptism River being one of the largest watersheds on the North Shore, that the Baptism has rainbow trout in it as well. So those two would be the most likely in our stream.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about some of the programs at Wolf Ridge, particularly those that involve water ecology.
Sure. There's really three main ones that we do during the what should be now the
yeah,
open
right.
water months. We have a stream ecology class, a lake ecology class, and then a class called fisheries management. And both fisheries management and the stream ecology class occur on Sawmill Creek. And then in the winter, we do a frozen lake study class, quote-unquote, which is really addressing the issue that many children growing up who, you know, if we grew up ice fishing and things like that, and that's still somewhat common around area, but lots of folks don't do that anymore. And they think the kids often have the perception the lake may die, it goes to sleep during the winter, and that frozen lake study class is really based around the concept of ice fishing and becoming a really educated angler.
Do you get a lot of kids in the wintertime?
Oh, yeah. I would say as a season, winter may be our busiest season, because you think about it, I think folks know us for the local school kids from Grand Marais, Silver Bay, Two Harbors, Ely, all of them bring their fifth or sixth graders to Wolf Ridge and use us as a field campus. And there aren't many field trips that you can do with kids in winter. You know, school teachers will take kids out all the time in September or May. And so throughout the entire winter, there are hundreds of kids there right now. There are kids from at Wolf Ridge this week from Hibbing, Duluth, East Grand Forks, Minneapolis, and Stillwater.
Yeah, I know. They come from all over the state. I've got some grandkids that don't live in this area, and they've been up there. And it's a great experience. Is this mostly for middle school age kids?
During the school year, yes. But then, like over Christmas break, where we don't have schools in session anywhere, we have family programs, and we have winter camps for kids. All summer long, there's winter camps and family programs that are week-long where moms and dads come with their children, or preschoolers, and programs we do for preschoolers. We have grandparents who come with their grandchildren, a partnership with Road Scholar Organization, what used to be Elder Hostel, and that it really is quite diverse. And then throughout the school year, we also have folks who are getting their master's degree with us, or about half of that master's degree, and that we're training classroom teachers who really have the techniques for use for outdoor education to bring more and more of that into the classrooms of the state of Minnesota.
Well, before I let you go, we've talked about fish and the effect of the passage culvert on fish, but what about all the little invertebrates that are so important to the
whole
ecology?
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, that's the basis of the entire food chain in there, and that... That's one of the primary reasons to do that, that it isn't just the fish that move up and down that stream. It's all of those invertebrates that move up and down that stream and become the insects that are crucial to the terrestrial ecosystem. That really is the basis of what we're doing up there, and the kids learn. Most of their time is spent learning on that invertebrate population.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thank you, Peter. Peter Smerud. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
No, you had it perfectly there. Okay. Nice work.
Peter Smerud is the executive director of Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center, and he's here to tell us another. We've been doing this on a monthly basis on the watershed restoration protection strategies, of which there are all kinds of them. Last month, we had a report on culverts, too, but that was a whole different thing, culvert installation and that sort of thing. But that's when I first learned about these kinds of culverts, and that's a really interesting project you've got. Thanks for filling us in on fish passage culverts, Peter. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.